The 2019 federal election is looming and the stakes are getting higher. But one thing that needs to be considered is the representation of the Indigenous population in the political race. What does it mean for Indigenous people, and could it even be the answer to closing the gap? The Wire's Malvika Hemanth spoke to Hannah Cross from the National Indigenous Times about what representation is like in the current federal government.
At the moment, there's well over 1,000 candidates total, and the list I've compiled so far of Indigenous candidates is less than 20, which is very, very low compared to the 1,000 plus candidates. From that, you can see less than 20 or 30 out of a total of just over 1,000 is very low representation of the Indigenous population in this upcoming election.
Would you say that it doesn't appropriately reflect the current Indigenous population?
I think so, yeah. I think our current Indigenous population were to be represented, then I think we would need more Indigenous candidates. But again, that's, you know, up to people to run for those positions. Representation is really important for the Indigenous population, particularly because, you know, they are traditional owners of Australia, particularly with a lot of issues that are ongoing in Indigenous communities. Like Indigenous youth suicide is a really big issue in communities, and that's being addressed in various election campaigns. For Indigenous people to, I guess, get the best representation, then they need more representation.
Do you think it's significant and empowering for Indigenous communities to see their people campaigning and entering the political system?
Yeah, definitely. I think there's power in seeing yourself and your identity being represented. I think everyone deserves to be represented in a way that, I guess, culturally appropriate for them. And I think that's particularly important for Indigenous communities. Indigenous people know Indigenous issues best.
Hannah Cross, editor from the National Indigenous Times. Torto Sansbury, an Aboriginal elder from the Aboriginal Justice Advocacy Committee. I asked him about his thoughts on Indigenous representation in the federal government and what he thinks about the upcoming federal election.
I think it's very appalling. It lacks Aboriginal representation at the highest level, and both major parties fail to acknowledge this, and they fail to acknowledge it on numerous elections, and I think it's time for that to change.
How important is Indigenous representation in the federal elections?
Well, it's very important, you know, considering the over-representation of Aboriginal people in the criminal justice system, the over-representation of child protection, children being taken away, the social problems that Aboriginal people have, the political problems that they have, and none of that is really being dealt with the current government, whether it be Labor, Liberal, and it's not being dealt with at a state or national level appropriately.
How significant is it for Indigenous communities to see their people campaigning and entering the political system?
I think it's an important step forward for us, and it should be something that should be now placed in our DNA for moving forward. We cannot continue to sit back and hope that the Liberals and Labor is going to do something different after 4 years. You know, it's the same rhetoric every year. Let's try to sell ourselves to the best we can, because it's another 4 years of being in power, and that's basically what they're looking for, the power to dictate and continue to run Australia the way they want to run it, and not listen to the people that's being affected by their bad decisions.
Aboriginal elder and advocate Torto Sansbury, ending that report by The Wire's Malvika Hemanth.